Dear visitors, welcome to the Order of Time. Today, I would like to talk to you about paradise. Paradise is what we have. This earth is a paradise. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful blue planet with birds and fish and trees and flowers and everything you could wish for. And politics and human society, we don't see it that clearly. Sometimes we see that in television, but talking it over in parliament, we don't see it that clearly. We want to win. We are possessed by the spirit of winning and losing. We want to keep our grip on the world, and that's not enough. We want to spread it all over the planet, just to make sure that we are the winners. Thus, we want to conquer a paradise, which is strange, because you are there already. You have paradise already, and now you want to conquer what you have. We are not sure, apparently, about our control. And to make sure that you are in control, we want to control the world. This is a problem. If you want to control something for obtaining something that you have already. So there's something wrong with our mind of winning and losing. To win a war is nice, but to rule the world is still difficult if you would win that war, which you don't, but you can try. So we try to win a war, to spread democracy or whatever, the Islam or the interest of the capital or the interest of the social or the interest of the national, the supreme race or whatever. But we never win this way, because we are divided in these different interests, which are all part of our lives and which cannot really be set up against each other. And just as well as you cannot set up your feet against your hands and your hands against each other. They're all connected to the same body, those fields of interests of the different political parties, and no one will ever win. So this spirit of the desire to win is wrong. There should be the wish to cooperate, to preserve, to be thankful, to be grateful. We live on this planet not to desire what we have already. Of course not. We are here to enjoy what we have, and thus we have to get rid of that spirit of winning and defeating. Because who wants to win will be conquered, and who wants to defeat will be defeated. So, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants to be conquered and defeated. So the solution, of course, is to find a formula, a concept, to develop a concept in which we do not fight each other, in which we realize that we're all parts of the same body. All our different political interests, fields of interest, and the business interest, the field of social togetherness, the club field, the field of the private interest, usually religious and fundamentalist of interest, and the field of national identity, of the pride to be a Chinaman or an Arab or a Muslim or an American. So these are different interests in our political views that are not incompatible. They are all parts of the same body of mankind, and these four limbs we call the fields of action, to which we have to find the right concept of cooperation. This cooperation is of prime importance. If you want to walk, you need to coordinate your legs, and you need also a motive to engage those legs in the walking. So and so it is with the hands. We need a motive to organize ourselves. Well, this motive is not to conquer. It's not to defeat one leg with the other. The motive is to be celebrating paradise. Yeah? We wanted to talk about paradise. We are to join in happiness. We are to join in gratefulness. We are to join in pleasure. But there are a few requirements for that festive mind, for that celebration. If you want to celebrate nature, you will have to respect nature. And from the order of time, the position I'm talking from, we need to realize that this order of time should be natural. If you want to celebrate nature, well, concerning time, we have a natural time to celebrate then. The culture is just our hobby of fighting and defeating each other and proving ourselves the best, which is maybe a nice game, but it's not so beneficial for the planet. We lose control. We are too destructive in relating to this beautiful place. It's a kind of addiction. We are addicted to fighting, to destruction. And this is expressed not just in killing animals and trees. It is also expressed in the way we deal with time. Normally, people are not so much aware of this. This belongs to the unconscious I spoke of yesterday. And we are not quite aware of the difference between linear time, which is the time we make of it, you know, week after week, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, just like a stick. It is linear. It is not bending. It is not leaping to the dynamic of the cyclic order of nature. So why is this wrong? This linear time. You may ask. Linear time. You may wonder. Linear time is a natural occurrence. Of course, one moment follows the other, and that's linear. There's nothing wrong about it. But maybe we didn't realize quite that time itself is ruled by several forces. There's the force of expansion and the force of contraction in the universe. From expansion, we know the Doppler effect, which proves that which is a redshift in the spectrum of stars and galaxies, from which we derive the knowledge that the universe is expanding. This expansion is an example of linear time. From a pure expansion, there is no creation. There is only dissipation. There is a spread out of material potency. There is a field is developed called space, but nothing is really created yet. If you take it purely linear, just like with an explosion, everything goes in all directions in a linear fashion, and there's no creation. Creation we speak of when there's a second time, a second effect, a second force in play, and that is the force of gravity. This force of gravity is the exact opposite of that expansion. It is contracting. It is formative. It is conditioning. It is condensing into planets and stars, and it delivers us a second type of time, which you call cyclic time. It is not linear. It is repeating itself in patterns. It is time right. It is progressing, but it is also repeating itself, remembering itself. It develops memory. It develops a pulse. Light, day, darkness at night, they alternate, and thus a pulse of life comes about, a beating heart develops within matter, and the integrity is also realized as a perfect balance between those two forces of nature. We are that perfect balance, we are a manifestation of that perfect balance of those two forces. You may ask the Chinese if that would be yin and yang, that might be so. But what's in the name? We have to know what we talk about. We have linear time, cyclic time. We have expansion and contraction in the universe. These are two forces which can rip us apart or can unify us. If we oppose constantly in our cultural linear aspects of time, because our cultures are pretty linear in their time, you know, the linear week and the day averaged, we reason from the mean day, not from the real light day. We just throw away a few tables telling us that the dynamic of nature. And this we have a linear concept of time, one week after the other, totally irrespective of what happens in nature. Even though the week was inspired by the moon, we do not leap to the moon. So this linear fashion is a very strong motive, because it's pragmatical. It's easy to have every Saturday market in downtown, and it's easy to remember. If you have to say, I don't know, what's next week? Is it a Friday, or have we leaped a week? Well, that's a bit more difficult. So it can be done, but it should be done. We are sophisticated and intelligent enough to leap to nature and thus be dynamic in our awareness of time, properly adapting to the natural order of it. But that is not a present-day reality. We deny this in favor of other motives. If we have an ulterior motive dealing with time, if we would be faithful, if we would be religious, if we would be scientific, we would simply manage the time as it is cyclic of nature. Cyclic time is the way we reason about time. We reason about time in terms of 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, which repeats itself two times a day even. So that's pretty cyclic. It is very impractical to reason of linear time. Still, we are attached to the pragmatical ease of linear weeks that are not leaped, and mean averaged days that are not properly leaped. In fact, one should leap a day at least once a week. The clock should be corrected to the sun, because the clock is missing the normal ancient clock of the Middle Ages we still keep. Is missing one wheel to follow the sun. Thus you deviate from the sun, irrespective of the time you manage, where you are in the zone. Time is dynamic, the length of the day is dynamic, and that can add up to a half an hour in a couple of months at the end of the year. And thus we lose our unified grip on nature. We are not aligning with the control of the forces of nature, and this is destructive. This linear view on reality is destructive. So when we speak of ahimsa in the terms of yoga, which is the first thing belonging to the vow of yoga, we speak of non-violence, ahimsa. Ahimsa means violence. So this violence we usually consider as not to destroy each other, to be nice to each other, not to use force, not to destroy people, not to kill people, not to eat animals. Why should you? It is not necessary. It's just a bit more difficult to have a vegetarian diet. You should attend to your proteins, which you must assemble yourself. because it's not the complete protein you have from eating meat, which is much more easier. And you need your vitamins too, which are also comprised in meat, and just as the fatty acids, which are also in one piece of meat, digested. But a vegetarian cannot do so, so he must eat beans and cereal and fruits and dairy products just to get his vitamins, his fatty acids and his proteins all together. So it's a bit more difficult, but it can be done. We shouldn't be destructive with animals. But we shouldn't be destructive with the order of nature either. This is very important. We don't realize that nonviolence is a fundamental principle of our humanity. Nonviolence, truthfulness, as I explained before, relating to time, purity, not to be of any ulterior motive, sexual motives or whatever ulterior motive, and to be of penance, you know, to know where to stop. These are four fundamental principles that inspire us to be truthful, faithful, sharing and caring. And if we don't do so, we are not really human. We are like animals fighting each other. And a lot of disbelief in society is based on this Darwinistic view of reality. I don't say Darwin was wrong, saying that we have slowly, step by step, evolved, maybe not as linear as he would like, but that could very well be so. But it does not imply that we can build on principles strange to our type of evolution. If we want to be first in evolution, the ruling species, we also have to be the first of the highest norm. We set the standard for the rest of creation. We should be an example, not a shame of evolution. We should not destroy our own habitat nor other creatures. We should be the caretakers of paradise. So to secure animals and species instead of destroying them. That is what we should. So this non-violence. It defines our humanity. It defines our society. We cannot live together if we are constantly of violence, if we are threatening each other and forcing each other into all kinds of behavior. This is not honorable. This is not human. This is animal intimidation. We are intimidated by violence, and we subject to the rule of violence, the violent rule of things. But in reality, we are adults who are not children anymore, and we will not submit to any false imposition, and certainly not that of unreason, because the opposite of using force and violence is to use reason. So reason is what motivates us and what tells us that we as human beings cannot afford this violence, not in a human sense nor in a natural sense. And the violence relating to nature, not just eating animals, but also being too linear with our management of time, and that's the point I'm making at this site, that we cannot afford such an attitude. We cannot afford to be strangers to our own paradise and then see each other as enemies and try to win and defeat each other and conquer the planet, which is our own already. We are slaves of our own violence. We are addicted to unreason. We think we are better people if we have an easy meal of meat instead of a more difficult meal of vegetarianism, which gives us paradise, which presents us paradise. There's plenty of room and resources on this planet to feed and have a life of welfare for at least 20 billion people. That can easily be done, but not if we are predators, if we are eating like predators, and if we deal with time the destructive way. If we take time solely as a linear thing and are completely indifferent about the interest of the natural order, the control of forces in nature, is the control we have in our own societies, over our own behaviors, and over our own culture. I thank you for your attention.